just when I thought Woodsman didn't have any more interesting stories, he called me up and surprised me. Now, for those of you who have been reading recently, I've put a couple of really great cuckold stories up. Now, Woodsman is an honest-to-goodness, real-life, dyed-in-the-wool cuckie. He was involved with this girl for many, many years. She was a natural-born slut or bitch. I don't know what you would call her, but she could just humiliate him without even thinking about it. I mean, she just had an endless supply, apparently, of things to do to humiliate poor Woodsman, because he does have a little dick. It's only, he said, 3 inches. And she liked to be, you know, fucked by a guy with a big cock. If you look in my category section, you'll see I've devoted a category. It's right at the bottom because Woodsman is a late letter in the alphabet. And you can click there and you can get the early episodes of this. And I'm assuming we're going to have a lot of hot stories to continue because she was at it for quite a while, humiliating him. So on this particular day, it was her birthday. And she told Woodsman, well, it's my birthday. I'm going to be walking around all day long in my birthday suit. Now, Woodsman was very happy about this because, for one thing, he thought maybe today he was going to get lucky because I guess on occasion she would throw him a bone, although it was not too often. And the other thing is she's very pretty. She was thin, you know, she had one of those willowy supermodel kind of bodies, and very pretty and nice. I mean, she had to have some nice qualities for them to have been together for so long and leave him hoping and hanging. So she then said, let's do some birthday stuff. So they made a birthday cake, I think. And next thing you know, she says she wants to have a threesome. Woodsman was just beside himself, so happy, thinking, oh boy, he's going to get it tonight. He's going to get some birthday sex. So they get all ready, and there's a knock at the door, and he's expecting the third guy, except, guess what? Poor Woodsman opens the door, and there's two guys there. One guy that she's been having sex with, and this guy's friend. So they're all laughing, and, you know, they know that they're going to have her, and he's not. So he waits, and the two guys go up to the bedroom and they have sex with her, and when they're done, she comes out and he says something to her about wanting to, you know, get a little relief, and she said, well, here, wait here a minute. And she goes in and comes out with this condom, and she had made one of the guys wear rubber, and she said, if I put this condom on you, I'll give you a hand job only if you wear it. And it was full of this other guy's cum. Oh, how gross is that? So she puts the condom on him. I mean, he agrees to it. I mean, she didn't force him. And gave him a hand job. He was willing to put up with that and cum. And why? I know, you know what's coming. One, because he wanted to come so badly. And two, because Woodsman, you are a little dick loser. Oh, it made me hiccup. Oh, no. Now there's a hiccup on this recording. Well, that's a first. So, Woodsman, you're a little dick loser. You are so pathetic. Oh, and thank you for that nice tribute. And I am looking forward to hearing what else you and this girl did along the way, because you are by far the truest, most interesting cuckold I've talked to in a long time. So thank you, Woodsman. Bye-bye. Mwah. Love you, Woodsman.